Life is busy and you may miss some of the action happening in and around the city. Here's a look at what people are talking about this week. Holding an event at Timmins Main Park is going to cost you now. The city of Timmins has set rental rates for the new festivals and events space at Hollinger Park. Read the full story here. Paramedics deliver baby on Highway 11 during snowstorm. It was a dark and snowy night when a Kirkland Lake baby was welcomed to the world. Read about the unforgettable experience here. Timmins family keeps finding ways to grow massive Christmas village. When Timmins Today first met the Jasmines in 2021, the main display was laid out over 5 main tiers in their living room. They've found a way to grow it even more. Read the full story on the 2024 setup here. Anti-encampment bill promises to give Ontarians back their parks. A long-anticipated anti-encampment bill tabled in the House gives new powers to police and municipalities. Read the full story here. Timmins looking to hike hotel tax. Staying at a Timmins hotel of Airbnb could soon hit the pocketbook a little harder. Read the full story here. No stranger to heartbreak, Timmins MP sees opportunity in legacy mine closure. Charlie Angus wants to make sure the federal government is committed to working with the city as it prepares for the closure of the Kidd Mine. Read the full story here. Iroquois Falls mayor running for Conservatives. Tori Delauriere is the third candidate named for Timiskaming Cochrane. Read more on the story here. Do you have something to say about what's happening? Send us a letter. For verification, letters must include the author's name, address, and a contact phone number in order to be considered for publication. Letters can be submitted online here or by emailing meja@timminstoday.com.